Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Everything I've been open, like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. I want double penetration. I want to try DVP. I'm not sure if everything's going to fit, but since we're doing this, let's go for the gusto. Let's try it. I'm making sure that everybody's comfortable. If a penis touches a penis, nobody's going to freak out. When the person that you're going to be engaging with sexually, or that you consider to be, whether it's a partner or a play partner, wherever they are in that hierarchy, you need to shut up, listen, be respectful, and hear them out. I really want to keep this male-female male on my bucket list. And of course, I absolutely do. Yes, I'm bound and determined. What I ultimately want is a nice male-female male, hot, steamy, fucking threesome. I'm getting on this. I'm going to get on every dating hookup site until I make this happen. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. How's everybody doing? Oh, my gosh. Summer's almost here. I am so excited. Do you have any plans? What are you doing? Is it going to be a sexy summer? I sure hope so, because I think mine sure is. If you don't have any plans or you haven't actually planned to have a sexy summer, let me help you with that. I have a big announcement. What you need to do is go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and you need to take my sex bucket list tutorial. It's there for you. It's absolutely free. If you want some good ideas about how to ignite your sex life, put some fun things on there. Give yourself maybe like a 90-day or a summer challenge. Like, okay, it's time to scratch some things off my bucket list and really, really spice things up, make it hot, have some amazing memories, get some hot, sexy stories out of it. That's what you need to do. Just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and you can take the sex bucket list tutorial. All right. Did you guys catch last Saturday's episode of With the Slutrepreneur? That was episode 283. I just love her. Oh my gosh. Anybody that has sex and business combined together, hello, these are my peeps. This is my woman. I just love this woman. She is hilarious. And man, is she creative and innovative and a go-getter. And she's gorgeous and beautiful and sexy and just smart as a whip. I love her determination. I highly recommend anybody who just wants to be a little bit inspired and turned on at the same time. Boom, that's the episode for you. If you haven't listened to it, you got to check it out. That was episode 283. Okay, well, let's jump into today's topic. There's all this stuff going on right now around my male, female, male threesome. And what I'm realizing is it's putting this together and orchestrating a threesome. If you're trying to pre-plan it, it's very difficult. It's not as easy as one would think. One would think as an attractive female, I have an attractive male partner that's already signed off on this, that putting together that last component, finding the right guy, would be simple. Well, as I'm finding out, it's not simple. I'm also hearing the words of some of the guests that I've had on this show, people that are swingers or in open relationships. A lot of this stuff that I've learned and kind of forgotten or heard them say is coming up for me, coming back, kind of landing right on my doorstep. And I'm like, aha, yes, some of this I have experienced and some of it I haven't, but I've heard other people talk about, and now I'm sort of in the thralls of it. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the devil's in the freaking details here. Like, all of a sudden, just because I want to do one simple, well, what I perceive as one simple sex act, it's turning out to be more complicated and a little bit more of, I don't know, I don't want to say an uphill battle, but just like it's work to get it done, which is a good reminder for me, right? Because I think I forget that from time to time as I've gone along and done this stuff. creating these sexual outcomes that I want and having fun, depending on who you're with and the circumstances, a lot of times it's very easy, natural, free-flowing. There's no restrictions and it all just comes together and it's very right and natural. And then other times it takes work, like many things in life that you want, like anything that you want to achieve. And so it shouldn't be a surprise to me, although sometimes it does surprise me a little bit. It stuns me for just a second and then I get over it that, hey, this is work too. And I can see why for a lot of people, maintaining and having a fun, fresh, exciting sex life, when they hit that work roadblock that, uh-oh, this is turning into work, I can see why it would fade, fizzle, or they would just abandon, you know, a good idea or pursuing better sex with their partner altogether because here we go, now it's a grind. Well, I feel for you. I'm in a little bit of that moment myself. So what's been happening is I want this to be obviously a good experience for everybody involved, but selfishly more so for myself, right? And so I'm just like, me, 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 it's all about me. And I gave Goldie the task of, hey, you do the heavy lifting, find somebody for us. And that wasn't moving along quite as fast as I wanted. And again, it's not his goal, it's mine, right? So no, this is no shade on him. It's just, he's busy, he's working, whatever. This is not his bucket list item, it's mine. But I thought, well, let's try it this way. Let's have a guy be the one that's doing the searching on the front end. And since he doesn't mind, then great. But what I found is wasn't kind of going as fast as I wanted, which was okay. And subsequently had someone reach out to me completely out of left field on one of my hookup sites and said, you know, introducing themselves and said, oh, you're sexy, blah, 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 whatever, you know, the opening line. And then just off the cuff, by the way, I have a guy, a third, if you're ever interested in a male, female, male. And I was like, bingo. So I kind of latched on to this guy going, great. Yes, I am in that. I am, as it turns out, in the market for that, for what you're mentioning there. But I have the third. So I have another person. So if you would come and be our third, that would be fantastic. Maybe the circumstances would have been different if I would have said, I will come and be your third. But I'll get to that point of view in a minute as I go along here. So I'm thinking, great. So I start to prospect this guy, put him through the paces, right? We're talking, we're chatting. Then it's, hey, let's have a Zoom call. So we're having this call, we're face to face. I want to see his face. I want to make sure he's normal and just, I'm doing all my little, going through my little secret checklist that I do to sort of qualify a guy, make sure he's not up to no good and whatever. So we end up talking. I'm like, I really like this guy. Great. And he lives some distance away. He's about 4 hours away, but says he has a reason to come to the area. Won't mind traveling, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, good, good. He's checking all the boxes. This is fabulous. And then he suggests that we meet with Goldie on a Zoom call and go just to make sure everybody vibes and clicks, and which I think is smart. And then it's a go. Okay, wonderful. We've defined all the terms, everything. I've been open, like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. I want double penetration. I want to try DVP. I'm not sure if everything's going to fit, but since we're doing this, let's go for the gusto. Let's try it. I'm making sure that everybody's comfortable. If a penis touches a penis, nobody's going to freak out. It's all good, right? Because I'm not looking for the type of threesome where a lot of guys, they want to just do the London Bridge, right? It's just one guy on one end, one on the other. They're never going to touch. It's really more about them pulling a train on you than about you being the star of the show. I'm the star of the show in this fantasy here. And so that's, I'm very specific about that. And I don't mind telling somebody that because again, everybody should be upfront and honest about what they want. This is just, if you're going to be doing this stuff, you should be able to talk about it. Turns out everybody's on the same page. I'm thinking, this is great. This is going swimmingly. I'm very excited. Then I tell Goldie about this, right? This guy, blah, 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 blah. And I want us to all get on the phone. And when he's like, well, I've got another guy too that he's found on this app that he's on hunting for us. And so I said, well, hey, no problem. Let's talk to him too, right? Great. It's all good. So I'm telling Goldie this. And then as I'm doing this, this sparks something in Goldie. I don't know if he, maybe it's I hit him kind of like out of the side, hit him from the side here with, I told you to go find people, but hey, now I found someone. So this brings up, opens up the lines of communication here for a conversation he wants to have, because I think there's some things that are sort of throwing him off a little bit. And when he wants to make sure that we are both on the same page and we have defined boundaries and expectations, and this goes into, this starts leading into what is going on here between us, How does this, are you going to be seeing this guy on the side after me? Because I don't know that he says that he wouldn't feel comfortable with that. And so it just brought up a whole bunch of questions for him, all of which I totally understand. And it's good, right? Because again, some things are starting to bubble up for him and he wants clarification. And number one, I'm really glad he brought it up. And number two, regardless of, you know, what I'm thinking or feeling, when the person that you're going to be engaging with sexually, or that you consider to be, whether it's a partner or a play partner, wherever they are in that hierarchy, you need to shut up, listen, be respectful, and hear them out. And so this was me having to do that. Now, the interesting thing, what dawned on me when this started to happen was, it was this juxtaposition for me because I've been in the other role, right? Where I was trying to put together a female, male, female with someone, and I never could get right with it. There was always something holding me back. I was uneasy about it. And the thing is, I didn't trust him. I didn't trust that if I brought some woman for us, that he wouldn't try to do some shady shit on the side behind my back with her. And it's not that we weren't in an open relationship. We absolutely were. But it brought up, I was like, I don't trust him. And that's a gut reaction. And I had good reason not to trust him. It's not coming out of nowhere because I'm beyond trusting openly. You have 100% trust until you prove otherwise. And then you have none. I mean, then literally like you can never really repair it. I don't even know why I would even try to repair it. I know myself. I just, you know, I can't get past that. Now that's not to say like, listen, there's breaking someone's trust in a, you know, with a little white lie. And I think I've mentioned this before, you know, like everybody lies. Everybody's got little white lies they tell. I've used the reference like women about their weight. How much do you weigh? Oh, I'm 135. Okay. Are you really 138? You know, like maybe you round it down, right? Because you're thinking 138 is getting closer to 140. It's just like stuff like that, right? But then there is a difference, okay, in that actual what it is that we're being dishonest about. But what was coming up for me was coming up for Goldie. And so that was good in the sense that I was going, oh, okay, this is relatable. Yes, I understand because I've been on the other end of this. And he wasn't not trusting me. He just wanted to, because he has no reason to not trust me. I'm open with him and about, you know, everything. And it just, there was some issues that needed to be clarified. Like, okay, is your intention to, if you like this guy, to see, you know, to start seeing him just one-on-one, and where are you going with this, and all legitimate, valid questions. So we had to go through all that. And he had to trust me enough to tell me where he's coming from and that what he would be comfortable with and what he would not be comfortable with. Like, hey, I'm not comfortable doing this work, finding these guys, or even engaging with you in helping make this fantasy come true if you're sort of also prospecting on the side with these people and with these guys to have to do stuff with them one-on-one, which I think that's totally fair and I totally understand. And as it turns out, I'm not prospecting to be with any of these guys on the side one-on-one. It's really just as a one-off scenario and for the most part, right? And then with the guy that Goldie had picked and the other guy that I had picked initially, I had said, you know, or was prospecting with, I should say, not picked, but just was kind of a prospect. I said, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I don't know. And I just answered as honestly as I could. Look, if this bothers you, then I won't. But I'm not going into it with that intention to be prospecting like, oh, I like this guy too. And I want to start seeing him now as well. And also this other guy lives, the guy that I had found lives 4 hours away. So he's geographically undesirable. Like, what are the chances that after this incident, you know, we would continue on? Slim to none. However, if what I had said was, if I don't know, and since it bothers you, I can now make a determination about that. Like, is this a deal breaker? What are your thoughts? But again, it's always just me saying, hey, if something changes, here's our understanding now. Yes, this is what we're agreeing on. And if anything changes to the contrary, I will come to you first and let you know. And that's, I think, the best you can do. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I know what my intention is. And no, I'm not trying to just hey, could you bird dog all these men for me? And then I'll start seeing after we have a little fun together, then I'll start doing stuff on the side with them. No, that's absolutely not my intention, but a fair question. And I'm glad that he feels comfortable enough with me to discuss that as well. Of course, it opens up a bigger, more broader conversation then, which is, what are we doing? Kind of redefining and discussing the nature of our dynamic and what that's all about. Because again, I feel I've been very open, very honest with him about what I do, what I've been doing. He's been on the podcast. He can certainly listen to it. There's no hiding what I'm doing. So I don't try to or intend to be deceptive. And it's just I'm falling back on the words of, I forget his name, but when I had the couple on from the Normalizing Non-Monogamy podcast, the husband said, it was so funny because he said, everybody thinks it's just like I'm having sex with all these women and I get to do this, that, and the other, and it's all this freedom and it's great. But he goes, it's more about like having 5-hour conversations about all this stuff than actually doing it. And I'm like, now this is ringing true to me. I'm like, I get it. Yes, that is true. There's so much that goes into it. And communication is just always, always going to be the key for any relationship, but especially when you are getting into multiple people, polyamory, open relationships. If you want sexual freedom and you want to do different things other than just be one-on-one, and even, no, I shouldn't even say that. That's not even true. Not even just on one-on-one, but if you want to have good sex and a good relationship and good communication with your partner or partners, you have to be open and honest, and you have to be willing to talk about this stuff, and you have to be willing to answer truthfully where you're at. And sometimes you don't maybe know the answer to the question they're asking. And so fair to say that, but I'm like, oh my God, do I really want to keep this male-female male on my bucket list? And of course I absolutely do. Yes, I'm bound and determined. And I'm really going into bound and determined mode at this point, because after all this, there's the guy that Goldie sourced, the one person, and the guy that I sourced. Well, so the guy that I was prospecting with, he wanted to have Goldie on. It was his idea, like meet him first. And I just was like, oh, that was great. That was actually music to my ears. I'm like, I'm so glad this guy's suggesting it. He wants to meet, just be able to chat with him, meet him first, get a feel for him. And so I'm like, perfect. That makes me feel good. And then we were supposed to do that on a certain night. Well, the guy flakes out and doesn't, you know, I text him, hey, are you ready? Let's do it tonight. Works great. He has ghosted or just disappeared. So I'm like, okay, great. Back to the drawing board. Although he did tell me this might be a blessing, because he did tell me that he had arranged at one point to meet a woman in a hotel room, and he found out that she was married, and he had got cold feet about it and just totally ghosted her, left her sitting in a hotel room waiting for him, and just like blew past the exit. I'm like, okay, well, I don't need that. Not that I'd still be there with Goldie, so we would make the best of it, but still, you know, I don't need anything like that. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Okay, now let's get to the guy that Goldie sourced. So Goldie's telling me this guy's cute, blah, 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 attractive. He keeps saying, well, I think he's really attractive. I think you're going to like him, you know? And so Goldie passes on my number, and this guy, okay, great. Now let me put him through his paces. Oh my goodness. Well, so the guy sends a picture over. So this guy is very attractive. And so we're chatting back and forth. And then he sends me one picture. It's a headshot, right? And then I'm like, oh, he's cute. And I, you know, give him a compliment. Well, then he sends another one. He's got a fucking wedding ring on. And I was like, oh my God. So I text Goldie and I said, is this guy married? Or what did he say on his profile? He says, no, he says he's single. He says single. And then even like in his little blurb about himself, he says single, athletic, adventurous, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, motherfucker. Okay. So, I immediately go, okay. I said, so do you play with your partner? Yeah, like next, this is like out of left field, right? He's not expecting that. I'm just like, do you play with your partner or do you play solo? Oh, well, sometimes, but mostly solo. And then I said, how long have you been married? He said 8 years. And that was like, boop. Then I just ghosted him. I'm like, oh my God. Ew. Ew, 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 ew. I'm going to have to, you know, and I told Goldie, I said, you've got to be very careful. This is a breeding ground for married men that want to cheat. This scenario, because they just, it's low commitment. They can come in, be the one hit wonder, get their rocks off, accomplish what they want and move along. You know, I guess they're probably thinking it's like high reward for low risk, high reward. You know, their wife doesn't find out and they get to go fuck someone. And again, you know, if that's your thing, fine. My opinion is that if you're going to do it, why be dishonest about it? You have a profile that's private. I mean, you're not showing your face anyway. Why would you put on there that you're single? Not once, but twice. And just say married. There's plenty of people that do not care. They don't have the same, this isn't a hot button for them. For me personally, it is. And it's just, it's disappointing. So I told Goldie, I was like, okay, you got to do better at weeding these people out, like pre-screen them and do your best, get more pictures. Don't give them the opportunity to lie. Because if you ask straight up, you know, there's just, I don't even want to say how I figure this shit out very fast, but I do. I can pull it out of someone very quickly. And the reason that I do that is because, unfortunately, I've had to learn this lesson the hard way. So the fucktards that taught me this lesson, thank you. Thanks for the lesson. Duly noted, I have learned and, you know, moving forward with how to do this stuff right and how to screen people. I'll tell you, you do enough online dating, you will become a master detective. Like, I could work for the CSI. Is this guy guilty? Yes, absolutely. Here's why. Boom. See how they crook their finger like that? Boom. 9 times out of 10. High probability they're lying. I mean, I'm joking, but you really start to be real sensitive to it and you get really good at weeding this stuff out. And you know what? Every time I smell it coming, like I'm never wrong. I'm like, oh, here we go. So I saw this guy. I mean, literally when I saw his picture and I knew his age and I was like, this guy's married. I know it. When I first saw that, I just had this feeling. I'm like, I just know this guy's married. He says that's why I was like, did he say he was single? Anyhow, so that's that. Guys, here's my little blurb. I know a lot of men listen to this show. If you are out there online dating, and actually, I shouldn't say this, just guys, women too. When you're making a profile, just be honest about it. You will get what you want. I guarantee you'll still get what you want. There's people that don't care about your circumstance. They don't care. But why not just eliminate the people that do care and that would find it annoying or bothersome? Because you're going to be wasting their time and they're going to be wasting yours, essentially. And you're both standing in each other's way from really getting ultimately what you want. What I ultimately want is a nice male, female, male, hot, steamy, fucking threesome. And I don't want that to be with someone else's husband. There you go. That's one of my rules there. It's just no. And I'm entitled to that. And as a free American or a free person in the world, I shouldn't just say America, if you want to go outside of your marriage, that's your right too. There's nothing that's going to stop you. You can do that. I would just suggest that put in your profile or be upfront about that right away, that what your circumstance is. And as long as everybody's informed and giving consent to that, hey, there you go. The reason that men don't inform and give consent to it, or people, I should say, is because they know what they're doing is wrong. If you don't think it's wrong, you will put the truth on your fucking profile, okay? You're being dishonest. You're manipulating someone into the outcome that you want just because you fucking want it. That's great, but I'm just telling you, people will go along with your program because they're in your camp too. They don't care. Find and match up with someone that doesn't care. I don't want to have to sit here and screen everybody. Like it's a fort. They have to be on a level 5 security clearance to even be considered to do something very fun and pleasurable. It shouldn't be this hard. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. There we go. So that's what's been going on with this. It's just like, oh, fuck. All of a sudden, I thought I was close. And now, you take 3 steps forward. And now I'm like, No prospects in sight. Got rid of Goldies, got rid of, you know, this guy. He non-response for me is he's off. He's no longer the guy that I was prospecting. At any point, if at any point you drop the ball or go MIA or AWOL, that already tells me enough that I need to know about you. You're a flake. There's a high probability you won't show up. You're not sure you want to do this. Something's just not right for you. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. All I need to do is be able to interpret that that swings this in a high probability that I'm not going to get the outcome that I want. Therefore, boom, I'm done wasting my time. I have to keep moving forward and prospecting to find what it is that I do want. And this is the business side of me. Like, I had to actually kind of calm myself down a little bit, because when I start getting determined, then I'm like, then I get aggro and I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'm getting on this. I'm going to get on every goddamn freaking dating hookup site, whatever the fuck, until I make this happen. Don't test me. When I get in a mood and when I lock onto something that I want, I am like a fucking pit bull in panties. I will get my way. And then I was like, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. I feel myself jumping back into that aggressive business, masculine energy, like, I'm gonna fucking force this to be what I want it to be. And this is when I need, like, this is why a woman like me, this is why I need a man that's strong in my life as a general rule, because I can get launched up and I need someone that's around that says, no, hey, you don't have to wear that hat. Don't worry. You don't have to take on that role because I take on that role. I'm the man in the relationship and I will get it done. Don't worry. Then you can breathe. And this is why, again, because of all of this blood, sweat, and tears, despite everything that I'm talking about now, the work part of making all this fun stuff happen, it's worth it. Because you do find out things about yourself. You do have these great, wonderful experiences. And I would, you know, hands down, it's worth it. So I'm just learning to temper my, I want it now. I want it yesterday. God damn it. Why can't I have what I want, with a little bit of patience, humility, not being bothered by, you know, anybody else wanting to make something happen that, or having to talk about every single aspect of it, because you do. And I get in that mode too, and I understand why sometimes people don't want to talk about stuff. You're like, okay, do I really? Okay, yes, I do. I really do have to. It's important to this person. I need to sit and listen and hear what they have to say so that they're comfortable. So there we go. There you have it. Just want to keep you guys up to date. I am still solid in my conviction. This male, female, male threesome is going to happen, damn it. And I am on it. I am on the case. So stay tuned, because it is going to be fun. After all this work, I'm telling you, and all the ways that I'm making sure that the needs of everybody are going to be met, I think it's going to, when it finally does happen, I think it's going to be fucking hot. Awesome. Amazing. Oh, like, yeah, I cannot wait. It's worth it to me. And I'm just going to keep, I'm going to put my head down, keep moving forward, let Goldie do some of the heavy lifting. I'm going to do some of the heavy lifting, and boom. Going to happen. All right, guys. Well, there you go. Now I need to go exercise. Like, I'm pumped up. There's a little bit of aggression there. I need to burn it off. But I hope everybody's doing well and enjoying their lovely Tuesday. Everyone, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Love you guys. Questions or comments? Go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. You can contact me there. Leave me a message. Do my favorite thing, though, and leave me a voicemail. You got 5 minutes. Let it rip. Talk about anything and everything that you want. Whatever you want, it's up to you. Talk about an episode. Ask me a question. I will get back to each and every one of you. And that's my favorite way, just to know who's out there, who's listening. And it's so much fun that we get to just chat back and forth. Also, don't forget, if you want to have a hot, sexy summer and you want to brainstorm and you want to know how to put fun things on your sex bucket list, just take my free sex bucket list tutorial. Go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. It's there. Won't take you very long. It's fun. And I think you're going to have a really, really fun, hot, sexy summer. All right. Mwah. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.